morning. So I was trying to find Marcus.
What, Big Brother Marcus?
Yeah. As in, Deep Five. Him. He's not in the big...
Not on your jingle box.
He'll be hiding somewhere. Which is why there was kind of like a Big Brother for no reason theme tune then straight into one of our jingles. I mean, I've got him here, but that's not the same. Hi, I'm Marcus. What's my name?
Hello. I'm the voice of the Big Brother shows on the telly.
It's too late now. Don't worry about it. Anyway, good morning. You all right?
Knackered.
Are you? Mm. Trying to get to bed?
About midnight. Yeah.
It's a disgrace. Let's go to bed early, get a good night's sleep.
You were cavorting until 2 in the morning, everyone's heard.
I don't know what you're on about. About half one.
Was it?
I was still about at 6:20 this morning. It's not bad, is it? To say I live in Brighton. You know, that's how the morning's
going, son.
See, that's what I'm saying. I was standing in bed at 6:20. I just couldn't get out of bed.
What time did you leave the restaurant last night? Because I left you there. You were looking looking quite settled.
10 minutes after. Are we? But now, is there anyone DJ dinner last night, which we went to, which is all right? There's not much to report from that, actually.
It was fairly quiet, actually. JK and Joel were kept on a tight leash.
Yeah.
You notice the way they sat them up as a path daddy, so they could keep an eye on them.
I didn't realise that. So not much to report from yesterday, but obviously we'll find something. And all the usual bits and bobs coming up between now and 10 o'clock this morning. It's going to be another great show. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 6:57. 3 minutes now to the big hour of 7 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. It's a hot rocking good morning with Casabun. That's one of my favourite bands. Process Beats. Is that the song they did live?
Oh. Yeah, for my mum.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't for your mum, but she had prime time seating. Anyway, lovely. Yes, Kasabian. Lovely. More music coming from... coming up for you in just a bit.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because, Derek, it's a music radio station playing all your favourite hot hits.
Why?
Just because of it.
Oh, no, come on.
Yeah, sir. It's not a million miles away from Mallard.
Oh, no, come on.
A Welsh accent.
Is he Welsh?
Derek.
Mm.
Let's have a listen to his voice.
Why?
Doesn't sound very Welsh, does it?
No.
Right, Sisters and the Game and 50 Cent coming up. Let's get news and sport with Dominic and Kerry. It's 1 minute past seven.
It's now 4 minutes past seven.
Morning all. So I came in quite late this morning, literally like 2 minutes before the start of the show. It's busy out there this time in the morning.
Is it?
Yeah, the roads start getting busy and stuff. People are up, because I always consider this to the bit of the show where most people are asleep.
You've been that late before though, haven't you?
Yeah, but I just noticed it today because it's so bright. It's like, you know, we went through the traffic lights at green, obviously. And I'm just like, you know, looking at all the traffic piled up on the other side. It's busy. Mm.
What's the weather like?
Mild, I would say.
Mild.
Are you writing that down?
Yeah.
What, so you're using the weather?
What?
You're going to use that in the actual weather at 7:30?
Well, when, yeah.
All right, it's snowing as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
unseasonal?
Massive hailstones. You know, fire, brimstone. It's unbelievable out there. I think I just saw a twister.
So, just mild. Really?
Yeah.
It's slightly damp where I woke up.
Sorry?
Outside.
Sorry?
Why did you wake up outside?
No, I said it was slightly damp.
Have you had a row with the missus?
No. But when I walked out this morning...
Walked out on your wife
this
morning?
It was mild, but slightly damp.
Why did you walk out on your wife?
No, to go to work. I walked out of the house.
Okay.
Walked out on her.
Right, okay. And it's in the It was damp.
Outside was damp.
I have no idea what's going on today, do you?
Dew, I think.
What?
It was dew, I think.
It wasn't me. I was at my house. Anyway, let's start again.
Mild, then.
Yeah, mild, yeah.
Oh, no, come on. Oh, what on earth is going on?
I don't know. To be honest, I really don't know. I'm just trying to get on with the show, start the show off, get the ball rolling. Rachel's giving me evils.
She is an assassin.
Is she? I didn't know that. Well, she's just a producer.
First person I'm choosing to nominate.
Right, Miss Rowe. You've got them all, by the way. That's a good one. That's my favourite.
Yeah, that's good.
Roberto has to go. My first person I'm going to nominate is Sam.
She was hilarious yesterday.
Why?
Just very funny.
Why?
If you hear that clip, the end of that clip is brilliant.
What?
Leslie.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Leslie?
My first person I'm going to nominate is Sam, Samantha. She doesn't seem to have much about her, really, apart from, like, an arse.
There you go, beautiful. Nice. Anyway, here we all are. In the morning.
Chris.
In the morning.
Dave.
In the morning.
Rachel.
In the morning.
Howard.
In the morning.
Dom.
In the morning.
Kerry.
In the morning.
It's the Chris Moyle Show.
In the morning. Oh, yes, 707. Tacky radio for a new generation. Something like that. Just writing through a text message out to somebody.
To who?
I'm explaining this.
Okay. Secret person.
No, I'll explain it all in a minute.
All right. 7:14. 14 minutes past seven.
End it with sorry and a kiss.
Yeah. Yeah, I always put a kiss on the end, actually.
I know.
I find it affectionate.
And thank God as well you've stopped ending your text messages with the word ciao.
Mm.
Which you used to do a lot. There we go. Good. Done. Sorry about that. Right, let's move on then. Morning, everybody.
When are you going to tell us who it was?
I'll tell you now. That was from our very good friend Gibbo.
Oh, yeah.
Who, affectionately, I call Zippy.
Hmm.
From a long, long story.
Because he's got no hair and a wide mouth.
Yeah, basically. Anyway, so, as you may not have gathered, Nimone came back to mine last night. I don't really know why. Not like that.
Mm.
Like, nothing funny. Anyway, I went to ring a cab to get her home. And in London, they have this thing called Zingo, right? And you ring it, and the nearest cab answers, and they come and pick you up. And I rang it, and it normally you get what sounds like Kate Thornton going, "Welcome back to Zingo. We are finding a licensed taxi for..." And it's one of those things. Automated thing. It just rang and rang and rang and rang and rang and rang, and the automated system never kicked in. So I thought, I'll try it in about 5 minutes. About 5-10 minutes went by, and I went to try it again and realised I didn't ring Zingo, I rang Zippy.
Ah.
At 10 to 1 this morning. So I just got a text from him saying, "Sorry I missed your call last night, but I was fast asleep. I hope everything's okay." Yeah, sorry about that. I was trying to get a taxi and rang you by mistake.
You're impressed with this new Zingo thing, because you were talking about this before we had dinner last night as well.
Jay, do you know what? When I finally rang it, hello! Cab came 2 minutes later. Brilliant. Anyway, I'm sure other services are available, but it doesn't really help in the story I just told.
Mm. I rang them once, they didn't turn up.
There you go, that's a fair balance.
You see? No, it's the truth. I wasn't just saying it for balance, honestly. I was going to the airport and I rang them, they never turned up. I had to get that other firm, you know, with, oh, mate. Yabba dabba do.
Have we spoken about him on the air yet?
I don't know.
Do you want to?
You can if you want.
I don't know really how you're going to describe him.
Well, I can attempt by saying that this is cab firm near where I live, and there was once when you, me, and our respective birds had been out for dinner.
Dave!
And we were getting a cab home.
Oh, yeah, Dave, come on, call them chicks.
And this guy...
Well, ladies.
This guy who turned up, who's, he's an Indian gentleman, and, he just says yabba dabba doo all the way home, and he has a horn sticking out of his window, like, you know, one of those hur-hur horns, right, which he kind of hur-hurs to passing people, and just goes
yabba dabba doo
for no reason at all.
Why?
I don't know. And he's known as Yabba Dabba Doo. If you want to, you know, book this man, you ring up the car firm, and if you want him as your specialist driver, is Yabba Dabba Doo around? Yeah, fine, he'll be there.
Which is better, a really grumpy taxi driver, which often happens, or Yabba Dabba Doo?
Yabba Dabba Doo is the way forward.
So we go out for dinner a couple of weeks ago. It was after the Soccer Six. And there's the four of us sitting in a restaurant. Sunday night. So cab home for Dave and his wife. And we're sitting just inside the doorway in this little kind of Italian pizzeria place. And the fellow puts his head around the door and goes, taxi? We went, oh, yeah, that'll be yours. And he just goes, oh. Goes to go away and then puts his head back, points at us and goes, yabba dabba doo. to which point, at that point, we all go, what the hell was that? And then I've gone, hang on a second. And then the penny drops. We've had this guy before. I got a text from Dave's wife about 20 minutes later after they got home saying, I've never laughed so much in my life. All the way home, he's like, yabba dabba doo. But does he, because this is what I can't remember, does he talk to you, and normally, does he kind of go,
yeah,
you had a good night,
yeah,
you had a nice pizza there, or yeah, does he just go, yabba dabba doo?
He does know, he can hold a normal conversation, but then he will interrupt the conversation, just, this horn, right, he has sort of strapped to the side of the sort of the window arch. So he's got the window slightly open with the horn out, and then he just drives along, and then just randomly, if people are passing, you're just going,
yabba dabba doo.
I like the sound of him.
He's brilliant, honestly. He's brilliant.
Is he a good driver? Is he a nice, clean cab?
Nice, clean cab. Very safe driver.
Maybe he should bring you both into work.
Oh, imagine that.
That would start the day off nicely. Yeah.
I'm going to hang out with Yabba Dabba Doo Man at 5:30 every day. Paul and Paul is texting. 81199, by the way, is the number if you want to text the show. 81199. Me and my mates know a taxi driver like that called 10 Minute Jim. That's wherever you are in the UK, he'd always be there in 10 minutes. And I swear to you, he really is.
That's a service.
10 Minute Jim. I'm sure his wife is delighted.
Mm.
10 Minute Jim, good morning.
Could be worse.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo.
I tell you what, Rach, what we'll do is we'll get him to pick you up one morning.
Yeah.
As a tester. Because if you can handle him at 5 o'clock, 4:45 in the morning, then anybody can.
If you don't laugh all the way in from your front door to here, I will pay you a tenner.
Can you imagine?
I'll pay your cab fare.
Can you imagine Rachel with a face on her coming walking out of her flat and like, what time do you normally get in the cab?
About 4:45.
So 4:45, she walks out, face of thunder, bad mood, ready to not talk to anybody. And it's like this. Yabba dabba doo. Yabba dabba doo.
I think he might regret it, actually.
Shut the hell up and just drive!
I'd hate to be your cab driver.
Oh, my cab drivers really annoy me. Because they all go different routes.
But can I just ask, if George Clooney picked you up in a limo, wouldn't he still annoy you at that time of the day?
At 5 o'clock in the morning, no. He might have to just wait 15 minutes for me to talk to him, but, you know.
As long as he's quiet and he goes the right way, fine.
Well, they all go different routes and they take different times. And, you know, it's quite precise timing at that time of the morning.
Yabba dabba doo. Mm-hmm. Anyway, don't forget Coldplay, by the way. We're still doing that every day this week. Your chance to win tickets to see Coldplay on Monday night.
Coldplay on Radio 1.
Doing Coldplay karaoke. You should know exactly what this is by now. Chris Martin singing over some Radio 1 playlist songs. It's the in terminology for it. I.e. a song that isn't a Coldplay song. So if we just played Owner of Lonely Heart, quite easily could have been Chris Martin over the top going, Owner of a Lonely Heart. That's how he sings.
But it wasn't, though, so you've got to keep your ears peeled.
Exactly. Yabba dabba doo. Yabba dabba doo. So yeah, the Coldplay, Chris Martin, Coldplay karaoke could happen at any time. When you hear it, give us a ring. The gig is Monday night in London, by the way. It's a very tiny gig. I tell you, it's very, very tiny. Really small. Are you going?
I can't, unfortunately.
Are you going, Rach?
I'll be listening to it on Radio 1.
Is that because you can't get a ticket?
No, I'll be listening to it on Radio 1, obviously.
Trying to get you a ticket.
No.
Trying to get you a ticket.
There aren't any, there.
My friend Wendy rang me the other day. Hi! Yeah, one of those out of the blue phone calls. Hi! Oh, so, yeah, I want to see Coldplay. And I never ask you for anything. I love that when people say that and then they ask for something. You know, I never ask you for anything.
Yeah.
Can I have Coldplay tickets? But anyway, his tickets are like rocking horse poo. It's very rare. However, you can win a pair of tickets if you hear Coldplay karaoke track sometime between now and 10 o'clock. Give us a ring. We get you on the air. You are going to see Coldplay Monday night. If you don't get tickets, we've got the whole show live with Zane Lowe from 7. And so you'll hear Coldplay doing tracks off the new album. And hopefully some old-time Coldplay classics.
Everyone's a winner.
Coldplay classics on Radio 1.
It sounds like one of those albums they used to advertise on ITV late at night.
Coldplay classics. Mm.
Girls with guitars.
Girls with Guitars.
You used to always have an album called Girls with Guitars, Volume 2, 3. It's always like Sheryl Crow and Dido and stuff like that.
And they're always called something like Hot Liquid.
Mm.
Liquid Metal.
Mm. Molten Gold.
Yeah. Platinum Classics. Anyway. I genuinely actually don't know what the Coldplay karaoke track is this morning, which is good.
We can play along too.
Yeah. Time before we finish.
Yabba dabba doo.
I'm very impressed with people texting yabba dabba doo, by the way, into us. Because it's not the easiest of words to be typing at 7:26 in the morning, is it?
Especially on predictive text, well, you go all over the place with that word.
81199 is our text number. This is Keen. Rocket flame throwing Keen on your one, Radio 1, that is, at 7:29. 29 big Radio 1 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up, 7:30, got the news with Dom and the sport with Carrie. Very exciting in the sport, isn't it, Carrie?
It is very exciting in the sport.
You're a man? What was that?
I don't know. I went all male.
I kind of like it in a weird way.
You got a deeper voice than the moan.
Sorry about
deep.
That.
It's not that deep.
Yeah.
Hello, the moan here. Had a bit of a late one last night, so here we go, let's rock.
It's Terry Wogan.
Oh no, you're in the moon. On Radio 2.
Oh dear. We're going to start the show, by the way, at 7:30. We're going to start again, because this is like a warm-up.
I enjoyed your yabba-dabba-doo chat.
Yabba-dabba-doo. Right, so we start the show right now, you ready?
Let's go.
Bring your friends, tell them that Radio 1's great from 7:30 after we've warmed up for a little bit. Black Eyed Peas and Linkin Park coming up next. Let's get news from Dominic at 7:30.
Cole will appeal against his fine, as are Chelsea and Jose Mourinho, who are £500,000 out of pocket. Both sides continue to blame each other. Here's Chelsea chairman Bruce Buck.
We were asked to attend a meeting by Ashley Cole through his agents. We disagree that attendance at the meeting was over the line and a breach of the rules, but they came to their conclusion. We don't think that the sanctions that they're imposing are proportionate to the injury.
Where does the money go?
It'll probably go to the Premier League, I should imagine. They're the ones who've imposed the fine, so I should imagine that's where the money goes.
That's a lot of money. Where does it go? What do they do with it?
I will find out.
Can Leeds United have it?
No.
What?
Yeah, the Harriers. Why don't they give it to... They can have a vote, right? And they give half that money to a team, whoever gets the highest vote. That's a brilliant idea. So how much is that? So
it's 600,000.
Right.
Hang on, why should you... You're not even in the Premiership.
What?
In a different league altogether.
Yeah, but it's the FA... The FA have done it, haven't they? So we're all part of the FA, Dave.
It's the Premier League. They are the ones who...
Right. Premier League inquiry.
Okay, yes, but the Premier League should look towards the future. Mm-hmm. And the likes of Leeds United and Kidderminster Harriers are the future of the Premier League.
Right.
You know, when teams like Everton fall
out. I'll pinch you in a minute and then you can wake up. The Blues also face a three-point deduction if they're found guilty of a similar offence next season. Charlton made the first big signing of the summer. Ipswich striker Darren Bent's on his way to the Valley for £2.5 million. It's women's semi-finals day at the French Open. Home favourite Mary Pearce faces Elena Likhovtseva. Another Russian, Nadia Petrova, takes on former champion Justine Arden. And it's been revealed that 38 of the 45-strong British Lions party have already had medical treatment. Five of them have had podiatry consultations. That's getting your toenails cut, to you and me.
And the weather, mild is the watchword this morning. Rain in western Scotland, northwest England and North Wales. Elsewhere, mild, but drier and brighter. Beep, beep, one road travel, Dominic Byrne. And for the first time ever on One Road Travel, it's time to mention damaged power cables. It's all happening on the A77 South Ayrshire. The outside lane is closed in both directions. That's at Monkton. That's just south of Kilmarnock. The cables aren't good. Hopefully they'll get better. Beep, beep, One Road Travel, Dominic Byrne. It's 7:35.
Big Brother star is Derek.
Gosh.
I want him to win.
Oh, look at those beds.
Of course, the famous.
Oh, ah!
That's right. It's the brand new Hot 45 from Derek.
Look at those beds. I love the little
pavilions.
You're so nervous.
Ooh. This doesn't end up on BBLB. I don't know what it takes. There's Derek there. God love him. Appearing on Top of the Pops on Friday.
That would be brilliant if he was.
I get a text from Andy Peters. Do us a favour. Plug the fact that Derek's on Friday, will you?
Oh, ah!
Just a little bit. Lovely.
The best bit is Alex danced during that. You see him?
That's never the best bit.
Morning, all.
Hey, my photo shoot is coming out soon.
Oh, is this a Terry Wogan one?
Yeah.
When this week?
I think it's next week. Hopefully, unless they change the bloody minds, hopefully I'm going to have another front cover.
Who else was in it? It was you, Wogan.
It's myself, Terry Wogan, Jonathan Ross, and John Humphreys. It's the four pillars of the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. You've got the breakfast show host from Radio 4, the breakfast show host from Radio 2, the breakfast show host from Radio 1, and Jonathan Ross. He's on a Saturday morning. And it's from one of the biggest publications in the world.
Is it?
Mm.
Ariel.
No. Shut up. It's from a very well-respected, long-running publication. So, go on. Have a guess.
Women's Weekly, I think is one.
No, shut up. It is a weekly publication.
Enjoy your poodle.
You're weird. For owners of dogs. Of course it is the Radio Times, which is... Seriously. Hey, Wayne Rooney's missus wishes she was on the cover of that. You know? They get your Vogue and your Cosmo. The Radio Times, that's the place to be.
And they don't just do times for radio, they do times for television.
And that's right, as well. Genius. So it's us four in suits.
You happy with the shot?
I don't know. I haven't seen them. I've got a little Polaroid of it, which is all right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, as of next week, Radio Times will have my face on the front. I'm sandwiched between John Humphreys and Terry Wogan. I've got to say, I've never been like in that position before. It was quite enjoyable.
Should keep the kids out, the news agent.
Yeah. And now listen, and I want to say to all the kids listening, listen, homies, I don't want you going into your local news agents and nicking a copy of the Radio Times because you're dying to go around the back of the bike sheds, smoke a couple of fags and read the article about me. If you're going to do that, can you pay for it? That'd be great. Thanks.
And kids, don't forget, when it comes to news agents, two at a time.
Right. Don't bother trying to buy cigarettes. You're too bloody young, right? Alcohol's fine, but don't go for this. No, joking, obviously. That's 7:39.
Chris Moss has done a photo shoot for the Radio Times.
Yes.
With lots of radio legends, so let's hope this jingle rhymes. Terry Wogan, Michael Burke, and even Jonathan Ross. But they all know the golden rule that Miles is the boss.
That's right, they know the golden rule, because it rhymes with Ross.
The Chris Moss Show.
That's what you need. You need a nice,
hot rocking.
There you are.
Hot rocking tune.
Exactly.
Mm.
Beautiful, isn't it? I know many people would like to hear it again, so just for you.
those beds. I mean, I love the little puddlings.
You're so nervous.
Oh. Lovely. Oh. Lovely.
Oh. Great, isn't he?
Mm.
Get him on Top of the Pops, that's what I say.
Coldplay on Radio 1.
All right, choose a line then, Dave.
Line number one.
Line one, hello.
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 Who are you?
Oh, my God, hello. My name's Sarah, hello.
Oh, my God, my name's Chris. This is Dave.
Hiya, Sarah.
Hello, Dave, how are you?
All right, thank you.
Cool.
Listen to her being all nice to you.
Cool, yeah, cool.
Being very nice to Dave.
Well, you know.
You won't be in a second, love. So, you're ringing up for what?
I'm ringing up because I thought I heard Chris Martin sing on the Black Eyed Peas song.
Chris Martin singing the Black Eyed Peas song?
Although it did sound a bit like Dave. I was a little bit confused for a while, but...
So, if you had to put your money on it, would you go Chris Martin or would you go Dave?
Oh, I'm not a betting kind of girl.
But if you were?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't put money on it.
Just choose one.
Okay,
I
don't know. That's really confusing.
Oh,
I have to go Chris Martin, just because that's whole competition.
Shall we have another listen to it?
Mm.
You ready?
Yep. Go on, people dying, children hurt, you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us.
No, don't you go quiet, you keep singing.
People got me questioning, where is the love?
Sarah, that was Dave.
Told you, of course it was.
What do you mean, told you?
You said...
you lying cow. What about I told you? Do you know, I've got to say, I'm standing there and I thought, me and Alan do that going, that so sounds like Dave. No one's going to be fooled. The whole switchboard lit up immediately. Sarah.
We kept you entertained.
Exactly. Thanks for trying anyway.
That's all right, cheers.
Bye.
Have a good night, bye.
Bye-bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye-bye.
How foolish. Chris Martin is now for Not Dave. And now Chris Martin will never do anything for anyone again because he now thinks that our listeners think he sounds like you.
Quite flattered by
that. Come on, join in. It wasn't Chris Martin, it definitely was Dave. So Coldplay Karaoke, the track then still has to play when you hear it. It's Chris Martin singing over somebody else's song. Get calling. You could be getting a pair of Coldplay tickets Monday night to see them in London. This is DJ Sammy. Oh, you're joking.
You not heard this yet?
No.
It's genius.
I have a story about it, but I'll tell you off the air. Sorry for saying, an awful version of Annie Lennox last night. Just put your hands in the air and reach for the off button. You know, I don't mind DJ Sammy as a bloke, but I've got to say this record is dreadful. It is though, isn't it?
I like it.
Sophie said to me last night, she went, oh my God, did you hear that awful record Scott Mills played, the Annie Lennox thing? Scott played Annie Lennox last night. No, it was like an awful dance mix of an Annie Lennox song. I think that was this. This makes Neverending Story sound genius.
They'll all be raving to that in Ibiza this summer, you watch.
They'll all be leaving Ibiza when they play that. DJ Sammy. Hi, this is DJ Sammy. But what's the point you're making? It's very apt.
Well, it's the fact that he's been away for so long and he comes back with this. And in many ways, actually, the title Why is very apt. But we like DJ Sammy, don't we?
He's a nice...
He was a star in the Radio 1 Soccer 6 team.
He's an individual person, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's unique. That's another word for him.
When he got clattered by Don Goodman in that crunching tackle, that was one of the funniest things all day.
Oh, God! starts running around on the football pitch, holding his ankle. For about 5 or 6 minutes. Mm. Seriously. Myself, Dave, Angus Deaton. No one knew what to do. Everyone's turning around, looking at each other, going, oh, dear. Somebody went up and went, does it hurt? And eventually everyone just kind of walked away and left him. And he just stopped. Okay.
And then our very own Dr. Mark went up and had a picture taken with him while he was writhing in pain.
He had a put his arm around him and pointed at him. DJ Sammy's like this. Ah! And Mark's like this. Take a picture. Cheers, thank you. Wake up with
Moyles. Get home with Mills. If you were going out to pull some ladies, why would you pretend to be me and Chappers? Some people have been doing this.
And he talked just like you do. He called me Treacle.
He said to you, all right, Treacle.
That's what he first said when he came up to me.
If you know who this person is, please email the crime desk at scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Also today, more of the songs you want on the way home on your call at 5.
Wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
Scott Mills from 4.
Radio 1.
Hello, Treacle. I'm Scott Mills from Radio 1. Any chance for a quickie?
No, you're all right, thanks, mate.
All right, OK. Bye-bye. Hi, I'm Scott Mills from Radio 1. Hi, I'm Chappers, his mate. Any chance? No? Okay, fine. Hi, I'm Chappers, his mate.
Funny.
He was on good form last night, Scott Mills.
Mm.
7:56. 4 minutes to 8. Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. This is you too. Sing it, Dominic.
Blinding. You used to be a singer, didn't you?
I did.
Your band Gutter Filth or whatever.
Gutter Star. Gutter Filth.
Did, who wrote the songs then when you were in that band?
Me.
Did you?
Yeah.
On your own?
Yep.
Some of them have been called?
Changing Me. There's one title.
Changing. Change in. Like, you're okay.
Yeah.
How did that go?
I'm not singing it now.
You get a PRS for it.
Do you? Is that how it works?
It registers.
Happier Now was another one. That was
Happier
good.
Now, yeah, yeah, good.
Happier Now.
What was your opener on when you did
Lunatic? Lunatic.
Lunatic.
Yeah.
How did that go?
I can't remember that one, to be fair.
You're a lunatic.
It was good though. I'll play it for you as a special treat. I'll bring him a guitar in and we'll.
There's a guitar upstairs. Actually, you could borrow it.
There you go.
So coming up, Dominic Byrne plays Gutter Snipe.
Gutter Rat.
Gutter Star.
Right, Gutter Star.
David.
You never got a record deal, did you? Does it make you embarrassed that you never got a record deal, but DJ Sammy has?
Yeah, it does. That hurts, actually.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
DJ Sammy has a successful recording career. You don't.
We were in Melody Maker, though.
Melody Maker, which is now shut down?
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's true.
I was on the front cover of Melody Maker once. Yeah, Melody Maker, which is now shut down. Good luck, Radio Times.
I was on page 19. Brilliant.
And what was it?
We played the Guildford Festival on the unsigned band stage.
I bet it was a good review, and he remembers it word for word.
It's brilliant. And it was a picture of me, and it said the star in the gutter. That's because they didn't gutter star.
Right.
Is Dominic Byrne. And they interviewed some people, and they said they were brilliant. They're up there with you too. Was one didn't say that. We were good.
And where was this again?
Guildford Festival.
Brilliant. I can give Mike Lever something if you fancy doing a bit of Glastonbury.
Yeah, give him a buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah, Evo a buzz.
Okay, Mike. No. Okay, bye bye. Yeah, he says no. It's okay. Too late now. You can fill in for Kylie.
I'll be happy with any slot, to be honest with you. A 2 p.m. start or anything will do.
10 a.m. start?
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant.
Before they open is great.
On the Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, Amiriri record coming up. Miriri and Shapeshifters and Good Charlotte. Let's get some news and sport with Dom and Carrie. It's 2 minutes past 8.
It's now 6 minutes past 8. Beep, beep, one more travel,
Dominic Byrne. Just glad I play that again.
Yeah, it's nice to hear it.
Yeah, I think so.
Morning all.
Chris in Kent has texted the show. Oh my God. I remember that band of Doms. I was at that festival. It wasn't that bad.
Hello to you, Chris.
However, I have been drinking heavily.
Oh, okay. It's one of those gigs that goes down in folklore now, because there weren't that many people there.
So were you a folk band?
No, we weren't. We were a poppy guitar rocky band.
Sing us a song. Come on.
Shall I get you the guitar from upstairs?
No, because it's bust, because I've tried playing that one before.
No, it's not that one. It's a different one. It's Joe Wiley's producer, Rob. It's his guitar.
Oh, is it?
Shall I go and get it?
Yeah, then
Alan's going.
Oh, okay.
Is he?
Dave just watched the door, then walked back. You're going to tiptoe back. Like, what are you doing?
You did a mime.
I was pretending to go upstairs, you see.
You know, Dominic's a big U2 fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't tell that with Gutterstar's work. There was Where the Streets Have No Numbers. There was Angel of Colchester.
Mm-hmm. And our biggest hit, The Wasp.
Yeah. And you did that, it doesn't matter. Got a new single, right, in the village of Quite Bright Lights.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
On the album The Joshua Bush.
Yeah. It's our Glare-based song.
So there was yourself in the band, there was The Corner.
There was the what?
The Corner. The fellow wore the hats, played the guitar.
Welsh guy.
No, we had...
Harry.
No.
And Edom.
We had Luke Hammersley on bass. Nick Hawksworth.
You just said that as if you introduced...
I know.
Let me introduce the boys from the band. Here we are, Luke Hammersley on bass.
Hello, Luke. Nick Hawksworth on guitar.
And when he did that, did he go...
No, we didn't do that. We saved that for the encore for our diehard fans, i.e. our parents. Nick Hawksworth played guitar. Well done, Nick. And Ian Ticehurst played drums. Well done there.
There's two guitars there. Which one do you want to choose?
Green.
Go for the green one.
Yeah. I don't play the guitar, but I think you would have looked at the kind of make of guitar and the style of it, how many strings it had, rather than the colour.
You're going to have to give me a second. Do you want to do something else? Because this needs tuning up.
Sure.
I mean, if we're going to make, you know, radio history and gold and everything, we need to do it properly.
Now, Gutterstar are dead, aren't they?
Yeah.
And your new band...
I haven't got one.
Yeah, you have. You've got a band with Dave.
Oh, yeah, it's that band. Yeah, so I thought you were talking about the more sort of rocky
You're
stuff.
A folk band called Folk Face.
Yeah. We are a folk outfit. We are embracing folk.
We were thinking about getting ourselves on the Berlin leg of the Live 8 concert.
Right.
Along with Die Totenhosen. Death Trousers, obviously.
Yeah.
And also Aha and Bap.
Yeah, and Neck.
Mm. We thought that Folkface could occupy a place in Berlin.
Okay, well, let's see you do something then.
Guten Tag, Berlin.
Mm.
It's not in tune, though.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's like Ralph McTell.
Shut up, Carrie. It's the class.
Ralph McTell, just move your microphone a little bit nearer. Stop a second. Come on. Move your... That's it. As far as it'll... Move the monitor out of the way.
They don't do this at Maida Vale, do they?
No, they don't. Well, they do, but, you know... Turn the monitor around and then you can move the mic. There you go. All right. Okay. Now you ready?
Yeah.
Right. So what I'll do is I'll engineer this.
Okay.
Okay. So you can move that mic up for your vocal and I'll pick it up.
Brilliant.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
All right. So pretending you're on stage at Live Aid, right?
Okay.
Slav Slav, it's the other child, got to start.
Do you want to do actually one of our songs?
Hmm.
Really? All right then. Okay. It's quite a nice song, though. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Does that sound nice or not?
Alright, keep going.
You with your head in your hands.
Whoa, stop.
What?
What the crap is that?
That's me.
That's crap, what's that?
What do you mean, what's that?
You with your head in, what's that?
Yeah, you can't stop it there, it's about to get brilliant.
Sounds a bit twee.
It's not twee, it's nice.
Okay, so go with it.
Bring me the head of this land.
You just changed the words.
The second line.
Right. Bring me the head of a lamb.
But I'm not playing.
No.
I'm not playing.
No.
We know.
Okay.
We don't know any Gutterstar songs. No, you've never heard of the band.
Can you do a faster one?
Right, okay. Sing a song we know.
Shut up, love.
All right, I do know Elvis Presley song.
No, we want a Gutterstar song.
Rachel wants something you know. You don't know any Gutterstar at all. Show.
Have an unbongo and shut up. Listen, I want you to show the nation, you know, how good you were. You might get a record deal, dude.
Well, that's... Oh, I'm trying to...
So do a fast
you're
one.
Picking right. on songs. And... See, that's right, isn't it?
Here she comes.
Do you like the start of that?
Beautiful smile in the way I like it. Summer blows me away every time.
Summer blow.
Who's summer? This, all right, that's it. Sod it. You can't pick up a line and then have a go. You've got to listen to the whole song and then judge.
We were listening, man.
Hey, bring me a sheep of a head. Head of a sheep.
Dave. And summer blows me off. Blows me away.
That's ridiculous.
It's filth.
It's 12 minutes past 8.
You wrote,
what it is.
You wrote twee pornographic songs.
It wasn't twee and...
Yes, you did.
Twee porn.
What was that all about?
Ah...
Do one more.
No, because you can't. You know, you're going
to. One more. Okay?
We won't take the mickey, promise.
You will.
Come
on. Right?
No, come on! What?
You can't leave it there.
Come on.
No.
What was that one?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. What was it?
I've forgotten all our songs. Yeah. It was about 7 years ago. But that first one was good, and, you know, you should give it room to breathe. A little bit, not necessarily on Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Please, just one more, quickly.
This is great.
Okay, you ready?
Sod in her face.
What was that?
You drive like a lunatic, 7,000 miles.
Okay.
Do one more. Do your favourite Gutter Star song.
Okay.
I'll give you the chance again.
Green light, 7-Eleven. You stop in.
Okay, right. That's
for a pack.
That's a U2 song.
They nicked it off us.
No, yeah, of course they did. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Well done, Dominic Byrne.
Yeah.
Give us your telephone number. We'll write.
We're all here every morning to get you on your way, to make your little face light up as you start your day. We do it for the love of it and cause we think it's funny. Well, actually, we're lying cause we do it for the money.
Red light, gray morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, where's our money? National Radio.
I'm absolutely almost speechless. Dominic was not bad. I will give the band a gig in Bristol if you want to see how they go. Move over, Coldplay. Dom is here now. Let Dom finish one song at least. Can you get Dom in the live lounge? I actually can't believe it. This isn't a joke either.
Lots of love for his musical talents.
Unbelievable, that's what it is. Anyway, less from Dominic coming up later. On Radio 1. <laughs> 8:21. What are you doing here, Alan?
Can you say hello? I've been a bit busy this morning running around, so I thought I'd come and say hello to the team.
Hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Okay, bye then.
Bye, mate. Did it go already?
Well,
I'd like to spend 5 minutes with you.
What can you add to the show? What can you bring to the party?
Oh, my role is behind the scenes. Goodbye.
Everyone a winner, Alex.
Just say that to me again.
My role is behind the scenes.
Lovely.
There we go.
Gosh.
Did you see it last night?
Kind of.
Oh, it was brilliant last night.
Kind of, but no.
Mikosi had to vote for two people to go up for the public eviction.
Yeah, who did she vote for?
She went for Craig, the hairdresser. That is marginally annoying. And Mary, the White Witch.
Oh, yeah. Who, she looked well out of it last night.
Oh, scary.
I saw the bit where she suddenly just walked up to the bit where they're all sitting on the sofa and she almost fell over.
Yeah.
She looked like hell.
Yeah. I think there's been more fighting going on the last day, which we haven't seen yet. I wouldn't want to be in that house for the world right now.
She's a witch. Why can't she cast a spell on them or something?
She's a white witch.
What does that mean?
I don't think white witches do that.
That's a good witch.
That's a good witch of herbal medicines and stuff.
A herbal
like
witch.
Like Gwendolyn in Wizard of Oz. She was a good witch.
Was she?
Yes.
Is that another Channel 5 show you've been watching? Another reality TV show that no one's into?
It was my first time watching Big Brother last night. And that bit about she was talking about having a dog, but she didn't have a dog.
I didn't get
that. What was all that about?
She's making stuff up.
Who's that?
Mary was pretending that her dog was going to come in, and she hasn't got a dog.
She's weird, though.
Yeah.
She's like a female Paul Denham. Mm. There's something wrong with these people.
But maybe she's not weird. Maybe she's just making it up and playing the game.
Yeah, but she's not. But she's not weird to be likable, though, is she? She's...
Did you see the fight between her and the other one?
No, what?
Oh, this massive fight, really kind of in your face, between her and, I don't remember her name, she's the one with the bigger breast than the Leslie.
Sam.
Saskia. Or
Saskia.
Yeah, between them two. Oh my God, what a bitch fight. That was really scary. Horrible.
And what was it about?
I think Saskia had overheard that Mary said that she was being a bit false. And she wanted it out with Mary. And Mary, to her credit, just said, yeah, I do believe that. You can't expect everyone to like you. But Saskia just couldn't accept it and was just like, you say things to my face, which she just had, and then walked off.
I love that.
Bitchy.
I love it when people go, you got something to say, you say it to my face. Okay, I think you're being false. Right. Yeah, well.
Goodbye.
Yeah, see ya. Yeah. Well, I don't know. My money to win the whole thing now. I've changed my mind. I think it's going to be Derek.
Lovely. I think it might be.
Yeah.
Lovely.
He's definitely the best one.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, no. Come on. What on earth is going on?
Well, no, I think that you could win the whole of Big Brother.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Although Maxwell was good last night. He had his moments.
Yeah, but who's funny? Oh, this, by the way.
First person I'm choosing to nominate is Mo... I'm not doing this on purpose.
Yeah, you are. I'm sorry. That's the worst acting I've seen since Jamie Thixton, Mad About Alice, for God's sake. That's how fake is that?
First person I'm choosing to nominate is Mo...
Moron. Livens. Italian fella's getting a bit nasty, isn't he? He's a bit bitchy, I think, Roberto.
What was with the nails? Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's painted his nails.
And he was giving Maxwell a back rub.
That wasn't right.
Sorry. You're all right, thanks. You know, so far, the only kind of nudity we've seen is that big fat lass from Huddersfield. I don't want to see that. Seriously. It's like the world's largest sponge covered in cling film. No, thank you. I don't want to see it. Let's get some, who's it? It's Sam. Let's get her with her kit off. You know what I mean?
Well, they don't like her, do they?
What?
They don't like her.
Well, she's had some bikini action, hasn't she, already?
Yeah, but, you know, let's see it all hang out. The only news you've seen is that fat slapper. Do me a favour. You know? I'd rather see Roberto without his kit on.
Big Brother's not about looking at people naked.
Yeah,
it helps, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah, right.
It's about drinking, swearing and nudity. Let's be honest. That's why we all love it.
Can I just apologise to all Wizard of Oz fans? It was Glinda, not Gwendolyn.
Not Gwendolyn.
Disgraceful. You're coming cold, you're covered in blood. I'm going to start this again. It's 8:27, this is Good Charlotte.
Dave on the show, who obviously you're a big fan of Dave, who works on our show.
Am I playing these yet, these little teasers?
I don't know, to be honest with you. You can do, there's a bit where...
Alan's got his thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
These are, this is when you met Tommy Lee yesterday from Motley Crue.
Yes. Dave on the show, who obviously you're a big fan of Dave, who works on our show.
Dave.
Yeah, it's fine. He would like you to just to, I mean, I haven't actually brought any sticks with me, but we've got two bananas. Would that be okay if you were to do that? Is that okay?
Great.
This is Dave's a drummer.
To do what? You never actually said in the clip.
Sorry, this is for Dave, who's a drummer, worth saying.
Right.
When you've got bananas in your hand.
Yeah, Dave wants you to do something. I've got two bananas, if you wouldn't mind. That'd be great. What kind of interview was it, Dominic?
It was brilliant, and he has more tattoos than I've ever seen in my life. And he smelt of alcohol, and it was 11 o'clock in the morning, which is exactly what you want from your rock and roll stars, really. That was Tommy doing a bit of beatboxing.
That's great. Tommy, I've got these two bananas.
Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll do it in half time, Dominic.
Sounds good, yeah.
Highlights of when Dominic, sorry, when Tommy Lee met Dominic.
And Tommy met Tommy.
That's right.
Dave on the show, who obviously you're a big fan of Dave, who works on our show.
Dave.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, good Lord. Right, hang on there. We'll have more songs coming up in a second. Let's get the news from Dominic. It's 8:31.
And the weather warm and bright for central and southern areas, but there could be some rain in western Scotland and northwest England. Time ever on One Road Travel, it's time to mention damaged power cables, all happening on the A77 in South Ayrshire. The outside lane is closed in both directions at Monkton, just south of Kilmarnock. Have a nice day on the roads. Beep, beep, One Road Travel, Dominic Burns. 8:35.
Tommy Lee, Dominic Byrne. When they met, it was bananas.
Coming up in half an hour. Tommy and Dobby.
Beautiful.
My new best mate.
Did he say it? Did he get to have a look? Did he get to have a look?
No.
No?
No, no.
Did you ask him about it?
I asked him about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said something.
What?
That I'll play you later.
Are you talking about the same thing?
I don't know. You're talking about...
It was meant to have a huge penis.
Oh, no, no, right. No. I didn't mention
okay. What do you think I was talking about?
A video.
Right. Well, actually, strangely enough, there is a video.
The two aren't unrelated.
Yeah. You should have brought it in, asked him to sign it for you.
Yes.
The video.
I've got a copy of it.
Right. The view, Dave?
No.
Leon's probably got one upstairs.
Yeah.
He seems to collect those kind of films, doesn't he? So, Tommy Lee and Dominic coming up in a bit. Also, we haven't heard the Coldplay karaoke track yet. If you're here with Chris Martin, second hour with somebody else's song, give us a ring. You could be coming on the air winning tickets to see Coldplay on Monday night in an exclusive intimate gig in London. I'd say there was a lot of love for your guitar playing.
Thank you very much to the public.
Yeah. I think it's fair that we should give news and sport equal time. So, yeah. Kerry, if you want to have a go at playing the guitar and singing.
No, I can't.
You can play the guitar a bit, though, can't you?
No.
Yes, you can. Look.
No.
Can you not play at all?
No. I'm left-handed, Dominic, so the wrong way round.
Oh, you can't use that guitar, then?
I'm left-handed, so wrong way round.
Oh, here we go. Oh, look.
Oh, this is... No.
Carries on
no,
the...
No, it's all wrong. It doesn't...
No, no, no. It looks
I can't,
good.
I can't play.
Look, I like the way you kind of... You rest your bosom on top of the guitar. I like that. Like a bosom holder.
Mm.
It fits, doesn't it?
God, what a great job that would be.
A bosom holder.
Yeah, I'd apply for that.
So, I really don't know how to play the guitar.
Just have a go, just have a go.
No.
It looks sexy.
Oh, but I don't know. Oh.
Yeah, you're right, you can't play at all. Hang on a second. You play, don't you, Rachel? Can you do the Umbongo theme tune on it?
No.
Go on, have a go, Rachel.
Go on, have a go.
Go on.
Rachel,
for the link.
Come on.
Come on, for the radio show. Come
here
on.
Here you go.
Do it for the listeners.
There she goes.
Yeah. Notice how these people don't take too much persuading.
Oh, shut up!
Oh, I'm so shy. Please don't put me in front of a microphone on national radio. Okay.
I can play three chords. This one. This one.
Hang on, what was that first one? That was rubbish.
And this one. And altogether, they've played Mr. Tambourine Man, but
okay,
I'm not
off you
very,
go.
No, no, but I'm not very good, and we'd be here till about 9 o'clock, so well, maybe I'll practice
okay,
in
the
one
three
day.
Okay, the three chords again. Move the microphone down a little bit,
isn't
please.
Isn't that D?
Yeah.
D... A and G.
Okay.
That's all I can do.
Spells dag.
Dag.
Dag. Nice.
Or gad.
It's amazing how all of a sudden, Dominic, you seemed even better than you were
Thank
earlier.
Thank you very much.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dave, can you play?
I used to be able to play a little bit of She Saw Sanctuary by The Cult.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Do you want enough to have a go?
I could try.
All right, this is Guitar Fun on Radio 1. As you're travelling to work, this is Guitar Fun with Chris and the team.
doesn't go low enough for me.
Brilliant. Wow. Like Slash from Guns N' Roses. Sha la 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 la. Dooby dooby doo. La 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 la. Dooby dooby doo. Rat ta 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 ta. Shooby dooby doo doo. La 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 la. Shooby dooby doo doo. Chris Moyle Show. National Radio. Bar the extremely irritating laugh, I really like that record. And when I first heard it, it was a very nothing song. I just thought this was very average. It doesn't really do anything. It doesn't really go anywhere. And then it's when you hear it. Do you know what makes it sound good? Do you know it's on the advert on the telly for the portable MP3 type player?
Yes.
It's when they just kicks in. You go, oh, I know this. I know this. So I got it. Some Gorillaz.
But better without the silly laugh.
Yeah.
I agree.
Shut up. Coldplay on
Radio 1. You just go,
yeah.
No, the album's very good, I was going to say.
Is it?
Yeah. Right, so it sounds to me like we played, there's no point in going, ooh, was it Chris Martin? No, because it was blatantly Chris Martin over the Kylie record. She's a line, Comedy Dave. Young Padawan.
I would like, please, line number 4.
It's the Gorillaz record. Mm,
that irritating laugh again.
Who's this?
Hello?
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 Who are you?
My name's Tom.
Oh, it's a boy.
I thought it was a girl as well.
It was a girl.
I've been mistaken for a girl before.
I bet you have, like Scott Mills. Tom, where are you from?
I'm from Kettering in Northamptonshire.
Big Coldplay fan?
Massive Coldplay fan.
What are you doing Monday night?
I'm going to see him, hopefully.
You certainly are. You're going to see Coldplay in London Monday night, courtesy of Radio 1.
Lovely, lovely. Is Rachel going to be there?
No.
Actually, don't know. Are you not? She hasn't got a ticket. She hasn't got a ticket, Tom.
I could be plus one.
Oh, you could be.
But
no, you're all right.
Hey, you up for a bit of that, Tom?
No, I don't think he is. No, because he went, you could be. You could be, but I'm going to bring my mate Terry.
Yeah, that's right.
Who are you going to bring, Tom?
I'm not sure. I might take my brother.
Right.
I don't know. I'm sure Rachel. I'm going to have a queue of people.
Rachel. Rachel, yeah. You sound massively convinced.
Don't worry, Tom.
I'll have to check and see what she looks like online.
So, in other words, she'll be bringing your mates.
I don't want to go with you.
All right. All right, well done, pal. You're going on Monday night to see Coldplay.
Wicked. Thank you so much.
No problem. We'll see you there.
Okay.
Well, I'll see you there.
Bye.
Rachel. Okay. 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 Bye.
Bye.
Gosh.
He was a bit weird, wasn't he?
Lovely. Right, so there you go. Kylie it was. Can't get you out of my head. There are more tickets to win for the Coldplay gig Monday night with Joe Wiley. All day today, we're giving away Coldplay tickets and Coldplay karaoke. Joe's on from 10.
The BBC New Comedy Awards with BBC 7.
Is this the one with you on?
Oh, yeah. I might leave now.
Really? No, I think you should stay. This is voiceover Dave. Have you heard this yet, Rachel? Have you not heard it?
No.
I'm going to leave.
Dave's hit the big time now. He's a big star in his own right. He doesn't need us anymore.
Bye-bye.
Because Dave now gets asked to voice BBC 7 comedy trials and doesn't tell us, doesn't go, oh, I've got, you know. He just goes off and does it.
That's because he's Comedy Dave.
Do you want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Make you bloody laugh.
The BBC New Comedy Awards with BBC 7.
Very important in comedy to link what you talk about seamlessly. Anyway, Dracula's a vampire and I don't trust him.
Have you got an ear for a great gag and the nerves of steel to be a professional stand-up?
Reality shows can be divided into two main groups. A group of members of the public who are about to become incredibly minor celebrities. And there's a bunch of incredibly minor celebrities who are about to become members of the public.
Well, the BBC New Comedy Awards with the digital radio station BBC 7 is on the lookout for fresh, funny and distinctive new stand-up comedians.
Like to tell your story and let hear my story? You have no choice in the matter.
So, Whatever your act, the new Comedy Awards and BBC 7 could be just the audience you're looking for. For details on how to apply, call 08700 10 60 60 or go online to bbc.co.uk/newtalent. If you've got a spark of talent, don't let it go out.
I've got to say, man, you know, honestly, it just doesn't sound like you.
It's quite a versatile voice, isn't it?
Yeah.
They wanted something a little bit different, you see?
I've got to say, if you, I mean, if you please don't take this the wrong way, you sound almost feminine.
Yeah. Well, they wanted something a bit more feminine and lighter, they said.
Normally they go for chappers when they need a girl.
Yeah,
a big girl.
He's normally a feminine one.
Yeah, exactly. Nice one, though, man.
Ta.
Gosh. Gem. Just a ride, apparently. What does she look like? Is she cute, Gem?
She's not my type.
Right.
That's not to say that she's not an attractive person.
Right, okay.
And she's a bit skinny.
Right, I want to play the talent comedy thing again because...
The BBC New Comedy Awards with...
If you listen carefully, the bloke goes, the thing about comedy is blah, 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 blah. You can hear someone in the background go, hello. Like that. As if someone's just walked in.
Can you?
C7.
Very important in comedy to link what you talk about seamlessly.
Did you hear that?
Hello.
What's that all about?
I don't know.
Very important in comedy to link what you're talking about, and you hear someone go, hello.
Hello.
See, I'm not mad. I definitely noticed that.
Go on, and again.
Oh, come on, you stupid machine. Right, okay.
Very important in comedy to link what you talk about.
Hello.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. Show you that woman again.
Sleep. Anyway, Dracula's a vampire and I don't trust him.
Have you got an ear for a great gag and the nerves of steel to be a professional stand-up?
You. Reality shows can be divided into two main groups.
You, Dave!
Members of the public who are about to become incredibly minor celebrities.
Let's hear a bit more of you, shall we?
Minor celebrities.
Come on, get off, man.
Members of the public.
Well, the BBC New Comedy Awards with the digital radio station BBC 7 is on the lookout for fresh, funny and distinctive new stand-up comedians.
How's your voiceover work going at the moment?
Minimal.
Yeah.
Mm.
You gonna put that in your show reel?
No.
Right, good. 8:56. Kaiser Chiefs play now on radio. Next one, your day's tedious slick. Come on! I'd stop it there.
Why?
Because we're going to run out of time before the tedious link.
Okay.
And that's my favourite bit, is the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So I'm going to play after tedious link.
Okay, that'd be nice.
Yeah?
Mm.
Yeah, do you like that?
Is yeah,
that right?
It's something to look forward to.
Well, because I like it, and I need to interrupt it for this.
Great record.
Tedious link, ready?
Yeah, ready.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Are you ready, Rachel? Good, right. How do you get through today's tedious link from yesterday's tedious link? Salt and pepper, push it.
Push it is what you might be forced to do if your car had broken down. Down is one of two directional options in a lift. The past tense of the word lift is lifted, which was a top four hit in 1996 for the Lighthouse family. A lighthouse is something you'd find by the sea. Sea lions are very intelligent mammals that can balance balls on their head. Head is a word you'd associate with shoulders, while shoulders rhymes with boulders, which can be a hazard during an avalanche. The plural of avalanche is avalanches, but a top 18 hit in 2001 with Frontier Psychiatrist. A psychiatrist is who you might have to go and see if people thought you were mental. Mental as Anything are an Australian band who had a 1986 hit with Live It Up, which featured on the soundtrack to the film Crocodile Dundee. Dundee has a river called the Tay. Tay rhymes with hay, which is highly flammable when dry, therefore it's easy to burn. And Burn, albeit spelt differently, is the Irish surname that links baldy news buffoon Dominic, Scouse music industry legend Tony, and skinny singer-songwriter David Byrne from Talking Heads, which links us to a bit of classic Talking Heads action on Tedious Link. It is Talking Heads Once in a Lifetime.
Brilliant! We've never heard this before, have we?
No.
Oh, get it on nice and loud, then. 9 o'clock, Radio 1, Talking Heads, tell your friends, get it turned up now!
Hey, Dave, it's Tommy Lee. That tedious link was brilliant.
Thank you very much, Tommy Lee.
There you go. Oh, hello there. Seamless?
More or less, yeah.
Hello. Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime on BBC Radio 1. Nice, well done.
Ta.
What other career do you think you'd be good at?
Dominic Byrne. Acting, I really do think I'd be terrific.
I do.
What's that from?
This is from chrismoyles.net, which is the unofficial...
Oh, yeah. Chris Moyles. I do. I think I'd be terrific.
If you could control the playlist for the day, what music would you like to hear? What did he say? Dave?
What did he say?
What music would you like to hear?
I think he would like to hear more folk.
Yes, lots of folk.
Yes, I would.
His favourite food is chicken madras. I'm vegetarian.
Yeah. Well, I am vegetarian, but that's my favourite food. Right. These are all factually answered.
This is brilliant.
Mm.
I've learned so much about you from the website. Which, by the way, according to the homepage, has had now over 1 million hits.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, since 1998.
Okay.
Well, no, but it has. I'm quite proud of that, even though it's not mine. But you got to say that's nice. And your page has been visited 4,574 times.
Brilliant.
If you want to add that to 4,575, go to chrismoyles.net, go to Team Info, drag your mouse down to Dominic Byrne, and away you go. And you get to see a very suave picture of him as well.
Really?
But yeah.
Thank you.
Looking suave.
I look a bit simple in my picture, I think.
I always look slow in photos. I mean, there must be a way to pose and stuff so you look normal.
www.chrismoyles.net. When you get to the homepage, on the top, just scroll across the team info and then down to... Click on that and then to get into Dominic Byrne. I think that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, some quite scary vintage photos of you on there as well. I was looking at yesterday.
I wouldn't look at those.
Go on to the pictures page.
No, because you'll crash the site.
Page one and two, Chris. The early ones, about 98 vintage ones with your meatloaf hair phase.
It's very old.
And there's also the one, there's a picture of you on the road show. Do you remember where you got...
Hang on a second, Tommy wants to say something. Yes, Tommy?
Hey, Dave, it's Tommy Lee.
Yep.
And that tedious link was awful.
There you go.
Thank you, Tommy.
Dennis, by the way, we're not allowed to have the ings on the swearing when we beep it out, by the way. So it actually sounds like he could be saying anything.
Hey, Dave, it's Tommy Lee, and that tedious link was awful.
Cabbage was the word we beeped out there. It was cabbage awful. Notice, by the way, that Tommy Lee, right, God love him, he leaves enough gap at the beginning and the end of the swear word to make it easy for radio editing.
Hey, Dave, it's Tommy Lee. That tedious link was brilliant.
See the little gap there at the end? Brilliant.
He's a pro.
Is he?
He's a pro, yeah.
All right. It's half time of the show, by the way. It's a bit where Dave will now say...
Let's get ready to rumble!
Beautiful.
Tom.
How are they, Tom?
K. Wallety.
I'm trying to log into your page now on this website.
Probably crashed, with all the interest.
Probably crashed with all the ladies going to check you out. And, of course, the gay men.
Yeah.
Right, so yesterday, brilliant. What did you get up to?
I went to interview Tommy Lee.
Wow.
He of Motley Crue fame. He's a drummer. From Motley Crue, very good drummer and full of tattoos.
And now on Radio 1, the feature you've all been waiting for, Tommy Lee meets Dominic Byrne.
So, yeah, went to a radio studio.
You so don't work over this music. Right, yeah, now? Right. So, yeah, hi. You're not really a fan of Motley Crue, are you?
I'm not, actually, but
I love the way he sings Motorcycle.
It's good. I'm just proving the fact I'm not a fan by talking all over when he starts singing. He did offer me tickets to the gig, and Will, producer Will Greyhead, who I went with, are thinking about going and having a little tryout in the mosh pit.
Wow.
Mm. Possibly.
Right, so tell us what happens.
Okay, so we went to interview Tommy Lee because they've got Greatest Hits album and new album out, and they're on tour and everything. So he's basically speaking to lots of people.
Is that the Greatest Hits from Motley Crue?
Yes, it is.
Mm, my kind of album.
my kind of album too. It's very loud with lots of guitars on.
Home sweet home. I love that one. Bit sweet, but I like it.
So just to set the scene, he's sat in a radio studio surrounded by comfy sofas and 14 or 15 bottles of wine. He said he's had a few already. It's 11 o'clock in the morning.
Great.
Brilliant. So he's fairly gone already.
Well-oiled?
Yeah, fairly right. Well-oiled. So obviously I said this won't be your normal interview. We won't talk that much about, i.e. we won't ask any questions at all about the music or the tour. And he said, brilliant, bring it on. He said, brilliant, bring it on. Like that, because he's American. So the first question is an old favourite of this show. This is it. Do you like olives?
I love olives.
Do you?
Yes.
Very unusual. Not many people do.
Really?
No. What's your favourite colour and sort of filling? Because you can put stuff in them as well.
I'm Greek, so I like the dark black Greek olive.
Do you? I didn't know you were Greek.
Yes, I was born there.
Oh, wait. I should have done my research a bit
yes,
more
sir.
Closely. I didn't know that.
Okay, you need to leave now.
I know. Sorry.
Go do your homework and come back.
Go do your homework and come back.
So we're getting on. We're playing with each other.
This sounds like Ozzy, man. He's got the stomach.
He's very thin. And, he had copies of Zoo and Nuts magazine as well, where he was leafing through.
Really?
During the interview.
Fascinating.
Reading the articles.
That is amazing.
This is another of our very, very favourite questions, and Rachel, this is just for you. Have you ever been to Kidderminster?
To where?
Yeah, to Kidderminster. It's a place in the Midlands in the UK. Not necessarily a lot going on there, but Rachel, who's the producer of the show,
yeah,
used to live there and would very much like to know if you would like to go and visit Kidderminster.
I would love to go visit.
Excellent. Yeah. That'd be nice. You can meet a family and you can sort of stay for tea.
Okay.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to do that at all.
No, I would love to.
Okay.
He actually seemed quite positive.
He was very positive, actually. His eyes lit up.
I think my mum would love that.
Mm. Tommy Lee around for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be nice.
Nice to meet you, Miss Jones. Now, what's for effing breakfast? Yeah.
Oh, nice. You wouldn't get away with that.
Can you not effing Jeff in your house?
Tommy Lee! My true language in my house! What's your mouth out?
You know my mum doesn't speak like that.
I know, she's posh, you're adopted.
There is a very big rumour about Tommy Lee.
Yes.
Which is that he has a very...
huge penis.
Or another way of putting that would be he has a very big tongue.
Tongue he has as well, yeah. Yes. Right.
What are you going to say, todger?
So, no, not
I've
todger.
Already said the word penis.
Tongue.
I'm outraged. I'm one of the shock jocks.
He has a large tongue. Mm. Yes. So with that in mind, I thought let's have some tongue-based fun. So we have a thing called a tongue twister. You know tongue twisters?
Yes.
Okay. There is one that's very famous in
the... Can I just say, did you start this off by going, you are famous for having a big tongue?
Yeah.
So with that in mind...
Yeah. So we have a thing called a tongue twister. You know tongue twisters?
Yes.
Okay. There is one that's very famous in the UK, which I'd like you to have a go at, if that's okay. It's this one here. Let me just put it there so you can read it, because it's only fair that you
read
it.
Here we go.
And stuff. It's just, you know, have a go. If you're feeling confident, then go for it quite quickly.
Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead.
Yeah, exactly. Now try that a few times. Let's see how that works.
Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead. No way.
He was quite into Ken Dodd.
Wow.
It's even harder after a couple of bottles of wine, though, isn't it, to be fair?
A couple of Pinot Grigio, and it's a bit of a nightmare.
Can I just say, I believe Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead are a band.
Are they?
Yeah.
Don't know. Should be.
So, it's all very weird. And the whole Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead thing is in the urinal in one of our local boozers. Mm. Someone had put a sticker up there of the band.
Yeah.
Then somebody wrote underneath in pen, he died of dysentery in Dunstable. So every time I used to go to the loo, it was a little test on how drunk I was. I'd go to the loo for a wee and I'd go, Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead. Ken Dodd's, I'm a bit jarred. And if I'd walk in and go, Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead, or whatever, then I knew what level I was, a drink.
As a result of that, he's now going to check out the work of Ken Dodd. Because I sort of filled him in as to who he was and what he does.
Mm. Right.
That's good. So, victory for comedy.
Well, of course.
He also has a lot of tattoos, an awful lot of tattoos on his arm. Time now for some public service broadcasting. What advice would you give for people who haven't got a tattoo but are considering having tattoos? Is there a decent place to put it that doesn't hurt too much?
Wherever there's the most meat.
And where would you recommend there, Tommy?
The ass is a good one.
Okay,
there's
good.
There's a lot of meat there.
Nice.
Stay away from the bones. Anywhere, close to the bone is going to be hell.
Okay, so flesh, flesh is good, yeah. bone is bad.
Yeah, meat good, bone bad.
that's the quote of the interview so far for
meat
me.
Meat good, bone bad.
Nice. Nice. Right, very finally, Dave, this is for you, this is a treat.
Okay.
You're a drummer, aren't you?
Well, a bad one.
Yeah, but you are a drummer, and Tommy Lee is a drummer.
Wow.
So therefore, you've got common ground, you both drum.
Mm. Wow.
So I wanted to know if there was anything Tommy could do that you couldn't do, Dave.
Okay.
And
hold on here. What could I do that Dave can't? Pamela Anderson.
Good point, Mom.
There you go.
Now, at that point, Will and I laugh nervously. Everyone around him laughed nervously, and he opens another bottle of wine.
And that was the end of it, right?
Yes.
Cool. I like him.
I like him a lot.
I like Tommy Lee.
So he never took his trousers down or anything?
He didn't do that, no.
Because that would have been like a more adult version of Dick and Dom.
Luckily, he didn't do that, and there was no Dick and Dom.
Mm.
I got him to record. You know what we always do with famous people? Record some drops for the show. Whenever I'm in, you know, wherever.
Brilliant.
I'm whoever. This is what he said.
Okay. Is this the straight one?
Do the straight one. Yeah.
Hello. This is Tommy Lee, and whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to the Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1, baby.
What was that at the end?
He's a rock god. Like he does that.
Like a thrust?
At the end.
Just a little bit.
He's also working on his Cockney accent as well.
Okay.
Which is not bad.
Hello, mate. This is Tommy Lee, and you're listening to Radio 1.
Nice.
Right.
Mm. It needs a little bit more work in that, you know, kind of.
I want to hear this one more time.
So we have a thing called a tongue twister. You know tongue twisters?
Yes.
Okay. There is one that's very famous in the UK, which I'd like you to have a go at, if that's okay. It's this one here. Let me just put it there so you can read it. It's only fair that you
read it.
Here
we
go. And stuff. It's just, you know, have a go. If you know, if you're feeling confident, then go for it quite quickly.
Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead.
Yeah, exactly. Now try that a few times. Let's see how that works.
Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead. No way. Wow.
Brilliant. Well done. Right, thank you very much.
Very nice man.
Okay. Rachel, are you ready?
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm really sorry. I did promise to play the Kaiser Chiefs and I completely forgot. As everybody else did as well. So we're going to do Rachel, Car Park Catchphrase Plug. And then we're going to do Kaiser Chiefs. And then we're going to do the Coral, right?
Nice.
Good. All right, here we go then. Rachel!
The lines are open for Car Park Catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park.
That number again.
08700 100 100. Thank you.
That's John Legend and Ordinary People on Radio 1.
Smooth sounds.
What do you think of that?
I think it's good.
Yeah?
I like that record.
Okay. Well, if you like it, then, Dave, that's the main thing. Hey, many people have gone to the run to their computers to try and check out a picture of Dominic Byrne. 443 hits to that webpage now for Dominic.
Wow. It's quite a lot.
Let's have a look at yours. Should we have a look at yours?
I think I look at
Rachel's.
Simple
in
my picture.
Why
say something about...
Rachel, your page...
say something about school and the marathon.
Rachel, your page has been visited 253 times today. Dave?
I think mine's still outdated. I think it still says I drive a Capri on there.
Dave's has been visited 292. This is on the unofficial Chris Moyles kind of fan website, which is chrismoyles.net, which we very rarely talk about. Mm. But the guy who does it, Chris, used to be a massive fan of the show. I think now he's kind of bored. he's not as enthusiastic as he used to be.
He's subcontracted out a lot of the work on that
as
well,
hasn't
he? He's got different people reviewing it.
Have you seen the photo of you, though? Rach, look at this. Come here, look.
It's just me.
Look at that!
Who?
The photo of you.
Nice hair.
www.chrismoyles.net.
Which photo is it?
Go to team info. Go to Comedy Dave. It's a picture of you. You look about 19 years old.
Do I?
And
yeah.
They have a copy of your autograph as well.
Yeah, which is Cody D.
Oh, it's slow getting in here.
Because I've just plugged it.
Mm.
Anyway, your page today has been visited 292 times. Rachel, 253. And I'm about to find out what Alan says. If you want to have a look, chrismoyles.net is the address. But don't forget, obviously, Radio 1 online. Which is our official site. Thank you. Now everybody's happy. We should do that, you know. We should do that as a daily thing. Crash my site. Mm. You know, if you've got a website, give us the address. We'll read it out in the air and we'll crash it for you. You know? Anyway. 9:27. Right, quick ad for Joe Wiley and then Studio B.
This is one
national
Radio 1.
Weekdays, 10 a.m. Joe Wiley.
Joe, I heard you talking about the little things that your partners do that annoy you, using affectionate names in public. Simon, somewhere in South Devon, my girlfriend calls me Baby Pants. Joe in Southport, how would you fancy being called, as I am, Bumflake? Another text, 22 stone, bodybuilder, and she still calls me Fluff. Stephen Edinburgh, my girlfriend constantly calls me Big Sausage in front of everyone. And James called my fiancé Boo Boo, and she loves it, and she calls me Baby Bum Bum. I call my vegetarian boyfriend, says Joe, and particular parts of him, the Veggie Whopper. That's my favourite.
Weekdays, 10 a.m.
Joe Wiley.
This is one
national
Radio 1.
Slapper.
It's not very nice.
Good looking slapper.
Me crazy, me crazy.
I see girls, big girl and every bit, short skirts, long hair, love it when they walk in. I'm on cloud nine, you look so fine, can't wait to make you mine.
I want boobs, big boobs, little boobs.
Take a glance, body shaped like an hourglass, filling up to my bones, it's so hot.
And then of course, you know, the non-sex version.
I like.
I work on the word.
Knockers, big knockers, small knockers, ladies with knockers, everywhere you go, yeah.
In the northern version.
I see girls.
Coming up, a top song from Epilogue called Royksop, and a top song from Lila called Oasis. Rearrange those words into a sentence. I'll be back after news and sports, 9:30.
And it's women's semi-finals day at the French Open. Russia's Nadia Petrova faces former champion Justine Henin-Arden. Home favourite Mary Pierce takes on Elena Likhotseva.
And the Mary. Weather. See, Mary from Big Brother. She's coming to get you.
She's a witch, you know, a witch.
Sorry.
It's the eyes. Mild and bright in central and southern areas this morning, but there could be some rain in western Scotland and northwest England.
Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic Byrne.
For the first time ever on One Road Travel, it's time to mention damaged power cables.
Yeah.
It's all happening on the A77 in South Ayrshire. Yeah. The outside lane is closed in both directions. That's right. At Monkton, just south of Kilmarnock.
Where?
Hello to you if you live in Monkton.
Beep, beep, one road travel, Dominic Byrne.
It's 9:34.
Here we are, we're all in the morning.
In the morning.
Chris.
In the morning.
Dave.
In the morning.
Rachel.
In the morning.
Alid.
In the morning.
Dom.
In the morning.
Kerry.
In the morning.
It's the Chris Moyle Show.
So, Alad has appeared in the American series 24. This was shown in America on Fox the other week. It will be here on Sky, I would imagine, in the next 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks.
Three or four weeks.
Okay, good. So then you'll be able to see Alad on your television in the UK, in Europe, on Sky. You'll be able to see him if you pause it at the right millisecond. We reckon there's two shots of Alad in the whole two-hour too long episode thing, but at least two frames of Alad that you'll be able to see him on television. So, you know, mark it on your calendar and get ready for that. He's a big TV star now, is Alad. He won't make his tea anymore.
Alad's a TV star. He's been on 24. And now that he's famous, he'll want to be paid more. Now he's got an agent who's based in L.A. Will Chris give him a pay rise? No bleeding way.
Go and make some tea, skinny boy. Not a star yet.
The Chris Moyle Show.
And some crisps.
National Radio 1.
A very vicious game of Tig has just occurred. Where, and Carrie now has the Lurgy.
That'll learn you.
Dear me, dear.
Getting Tiggy with it, Carrie.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Getting Tiggy with it.
Na 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 na.
Getting Tiggy with it.
I like that. It's very nice. Hello, Jocelyn, over there.
Have you seen a new hair? Yes. Joss has had a haircut.
Check that out.
Is that a new colour or is that your natural colour?
My natural colour's been restored.
Nice. Restored. Ain't say nay. Do you know what? I think I think you look very cute today.
Thank you very much.
I like that.
It's overhanging one eye.
I beg your pardon?
Which, her hair. Mm.
Right.
It's overhanging one eye, which is lovely.
Mm. Mm. Gabrielle.
Pardon?
You look very feminine today, Jocelyn. Oh, my God, and you're wearing a skirt.
She always does. Yeah. Don't even think about it.
I wasn't, but, you know.
No, we're near.
What you couldn't see there was a scream. Was Carrie prepared to pounce on her?
Pushing her off the chair, I think you'll find.
She's trying to tig her, that's all.
Shocking.
Dominic?
Hello.
675 people have checked you out on that website today.
Brilliant.
And 600 of them thought you looked really funny in the photo.
Really?
You're making that up.
A bit special. Rude.
I do look slow in photos, it's true. I can't deny it. If somebody tells me how to pose for photos without looking slow, please email me now.
Great. Hey, Dave, 737 for you.
Get in.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park.
Very nice. Morning, Roy Walker. Roy?
Good morning, one and all.
Yeah, morning, Roy. A bit late there, weren't you?
Whatever.
Yeah,
anyway. How you doing?
I'm doing very, very well, thank you. Are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Well, good, good. It's nice to be here. Rachel has had 580 hits.
Whatever.
Okay, all right, fine.
Well, it's nice to have you back.
It's nice to have you back. And it didn't make a lot of sense, actually, did it?
Not a lot, really.
No, okay, fair enough. What are you up to today? What are you doing after the show?
You know, this and that.
Okay. He's very mysterious again, isn't he, Alad?
He is.
Yeah.
He is very mysterious.
Has Alad left yet?
No, soon, but not
yet.
Is
he still here?
Yeah, for now.
He is, yeah, but he's on the list, apparently. No, I'm only joking.
You're not.
No. No, your job is safe.
That's not what I've heard.
Alan does a very good job.
Who told you that?
And, no, he's all fine, so. Anyway, right, so. Let's meet line one.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, it's later than I'm from Hickling.
Way!
I have a friend who lives there.
Have you?
What's yes, Jody.
Jody. Jody.
Jody
what?
Smith.
Jody. Oh, I know her.
Yes.
Yes. Won't say no more about that though. Bad memory. Bad memory.
Bad memories.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So Leighton, there, you sound like a mobile DJ. What do you actually do for a living?
I'm a Thatcher.
You're a what?
Thatcher.
I'm not really into politics. You know what I mean?
Well, like Carol Thatcher.
Very similar, but more up high, I'd say.
Okay, so you thatch roofs.
Indeed.
Very nice.
It is.
How long have you done that for?
I've only been doing that for about a year.
And you enjoy it?
I love it.
Are you like, can you do it if it's raining?
No, not really.
So you only do it when it's nice weather?
Yeah, when it's raining, you go down the pub.
Okay, good.
Does thatchery involve wattle and daub?
No.
No.
What is wattle and daub?
That's what they used to make houses out of.
Is that the mud and stuff?
Mm.
They're on Zane Lowe show tonight from 7.
Tommy Wattle and Ian Daub.
And together we are...
Wattle and Daub.
Where are you right now, Leighton?
I'm in Gunton Park.
Again.
In the middle of a field.
They're also in session tonight with Zane Lowe, Terry Gunton.
And Mick Park.
And together we are... Gunton Park.
Actually, I know Mick Park. I don't know why I said that. Parks and Wilson.
With sheep.
What?
With sheep.
I don't know, you sound like a good colour to me.
Yeah.
What are you driving?
Put yourself down.
I am driving a red Peugeot 306.
Mmm. Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it. Oh, that horn is rubbish.
I'll get you, butler.
I'll get you, Thatcher.
The only horn I've got.
Hey?
It's the only horn I've got. Yeah.
What a numpty.
Yeah, okay, all right, again, I'm staying there.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, I'm Nick and I'm from Blackburn.
Hey!
I've got a story about that place.
Have you, right?
But that's for another time.
Right, okay. What do you do, Nick?
I'm a lorry driver, Chris.
A lorry driver. Very nice. And what are you delivering?
Meat boxes.
Meat boxes.
God, give me strength.
Roy. Meat boxes, well, that sounds great fun.
Yeah.
do you study hard at school to get that gig?
What school, Chris?
Right, okay, fair enough. I see what he's done there. He's pretending he doesn't know what school is. I like that. Just, there you go.
It just goes to prove that stupid people make good radio. Yeah,
it's a catchphrase which has never taken off. So where are you parked right now?
In the depot at Accrington.
Right, you say that as if I know. I don't know where you are. And where are you heading?
Only very local over to Great Harwood.
To where?
Great Harwood.
Yeah, again, you know, they're in session tonight.
Great Horwood.
Yeah, you've got
Tony Great
and Dave
Horwood.
And together we are
Great Horwood.
It doesn't really work, does it? What are you driving?
A Mercedes Actros.
Nice wheels. Let's hear the horn then.
Let's hear it then, son.
It's a nice horn.
It's not a bad horn. It's all right, actually, as it goes. Right, are you ready to play the game?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Leighton?
Yeah.
Good.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, eyes down, looking. Here we go. Mr. Fish is into his art at the moment. He's at home making some prints from potatoes and leaves and stuff. He's actually a bit bored of his potato prints, so what he's mainly doing is getting some nice oak leaves and dipping them in paint for his prints. He's been using these two particular leaves for all of his prints so far, but they're now a bit brittle after all that paint, and so it's time to get a new leaf and start again from scratch.
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Turn over a new leaf.
Turn over a new leaf.
You're right!
Hold on, big man! Nice one, lovely!
No, thanks.
You're all right, thanks, Leighton.
I won't.
Leighton's language is disgraceful. Mm. I can only apologise for him being so rude.
Leighton, we talked about this at the beginning, no swearing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Don't say or bugger.
It's a Norfolk saying, sorry.
Right, okay. Mm. So's loser. Right, so... all right. Leighton, are you on drugs?
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry, no. That's all right, I've got a prescription, and this is...
Right, okay. Good. Are you on drugs? Yeah. No, there's the wrong answer, obviously, so it's, you know...
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
It's the wrong answer. Right, Nick, one to you, none to Leighton.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fisher's over at the Osborne's mansion in LA. He's playing a game of hide and seek with Ozzy, Kelly and Jack. All of the Osbournes have gone off and hidden, so Mr. Fisher's now got to find them. He's already found Ozzy and Kelly.
Nick?
Yes, Nick?
Find the Jack.
What?
Find the Jack.
Find the Jack.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
I've never heard that.
Find the Jack.
What does that mean? Great. Okay, lovely. These are great callers today. So what did seriously, we have two people phoning again. Don't tell me these were the best and they were actually worse callers.
Alex, I thought I'd make your job difficult today.
Thanks very much.
Sorry.
Find the Jack?
You do. It's not Find the Jack. He's found Ozzy and Kelly. They were rubbish at hide and seek. But you're right, he still hasn't found Jack yet. Jack's obviously taking the game very seriously. Because Mr. Fisher scoured the house. He's looked everywhere for Jack. Well, everywhere except Kelly's room, where she's got all her clothes. No, she's got a big dressing-up box as well.
Nick?
Yes, Nick?
Jack in a box.
You're a winner!
Yay! Oh, bugger. First of all, Leighton. Bye. Don't even want to talk to him. Nick?
Cheers, Moisey.
Yeah, you're so excited. You can't believe you've won.
Hello.
Let's hear that excitement. That's the kind of same noise you make when you've been down for the loo for 5 minutes and you find a toilet, you know?
Anyway. Yeah, yeah.
So, what are you going to do with your prize?
There isn't a prize.
Yeah, there is.
What is it?
That. Like a lamb to the slaughter, we just cut the collar off. Sounds like one of your songs, don't
it? It is, which is ironic, as Nick was on his way to the slaughterhouse, apparently, with meat boxes.
He's that big fat singer from America, isn't
he? Meatloaf.
Okay, that was it, yeah. Right, thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Hello? The old sounds of Basement Jacks there. You don't know me on Radio 2. Well, Terry Wogan. How time to go? So, coming up next, the Ken Bruce of Radio 1. Joe Wiley here. Don't know how to facial hair. But all nonetheless, all good music to take you through the day. And how the old Ken Bruce is here. How, Ken? Hey. Hello. I said hello. Sarah Kennedy, Popeye.
Fish.
And, of course, the old Reverend Allard with you today, part of the day.
Hello.
And there you go. More of a word than I thought. So, thanks for listening. Oh, and don't forget, old Rachel and Mongo. Going to be making an appearance today at the Umbongo Factory in Chelmsford. Pop down and say hello. Free goodies. And you'll have your photograph taken with the hippo. From the Umbongo ads. From the Umbongo ads. Not Rachel, of course.
Oh, hello. Time to go. Have a lovely day. Blah, blah, blah. Take care. Bye-bye. We're different works. Grammatically incorrect, but never mind.
I think that's Terry Wogan there.
Nice.
Bleeding through. Bleeding Wogan. Right! Online! Right, so Colin Edith back again today at 1 o'clock with their great show full of those pre-written ad-libs. Scott is back at 4 o'clock today trying to find out who's been impersonating him. Trying to chat up women.
Hello, Shrinking on Scott Mills.
If you missed Dr. Carl Kennedy's cover yesterday on Joe Wiley's show, I'm sure there'll be highlights coming up. Today she speaks to Doogie Howser, MD, as her medical week continues. Joe Wiley's next. Have a great day! Sorry, today she's telling me, please. It's Quincy today. Quincy today. Doogie Howser on Friday.